what happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Yeah, we found out.
Well, there's the tuba, everybody. You've been waiting for the tuba.
They've been waiting for the... Wait, the people demanded?
The people have just demanded for...
That?
The
they demanded
tuba
that?
The people don't always know what they want. You know what I mean? A lot of times people are like, I want this show. Yeah. And then we give them what they want, and they're like, regrets.
Which is what they're crying from the rooftops right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people didn't ask for the tuba, and they're really mad at the other spitwads. They're like, why'd you want a tuba?
They were asking for the flute.
Oh.
And you didn't give them the flute.
Maybe next time.
Right before the show started, Jason says, how do you scat with a tuba? And he gave us a little sample, a little dose. We're about to find out.
I didn't think you were going to do it, so I am proud of you for that.
Yeah, I mean, they said it couldn't be done.
It also sounded a bit like a motor.
Yes. Yeah,
that,
like
that
a
parts.
To be fair, like a tuba sounds really stupid and like a motor all the time. So
we do attack tuba players on a constant show-by-show basis.
It's one of my favorite shticks. And
now, the tubas don't actually have any notes that change, right? You're just blowing through an object.
Their goal is
those
to get
two notes.
You get such a low frequency that the human ear can't actually tell what's going on.
I thought, I'm with Mike, though. It kind of sounded like maybe you were giving, like a mower was getting a start.
Yeah, I had to jazz up the tuba.
Right.
I didn't want it to sound all the way like a tuba, or everyone would have stopped listening.
All right, well, welcome in. Nothing says episode 199 like a tuba scat. Episode 200 coming very soon.
Oh, man. I mean,
next week.
Al Borland is not even in the studio right now. I can only presume that Al is missing today because of what he's building. The set that he is building for episode 2. I would imagine. I mean,
wait, we're getting a new set?
I hope so. We'll find out.
So he's busy doing that.
Well,
and we've got the judge in the house instead.
Okay. Yeah, what's up, Judge?
Hey-o.
So today we have Would You Rather the Situation Room, and we are drafting the best old-timey birth names.
Yes.
So this will be a lot of fun. I believe that 99% of the names I looked up should return immediately. And I'm only sad that I didn't name my three children any of these names because they're so sophisticated. Some of them just sound, they're so sophisticated.
Regal. Yeah, like these names come with a weight.
They come with a butler on the side. Like the butler comes with you.
One of them might be a butler.
that's true.
I picture him more as a fancy English butler.
But you can find the show on Twitter at SpitballersPod. Thank you for subscribing, reviewing the episodes. We appreciate it. And let's get it going.
Would you rather?
All right, this one comes in from Steve. He says, would you rather never get angry or never get jealous? Are you more prone to one of these and therefore would want to remove it more easily? Like, is that...
If that is how the question is to be understood, like, which one would be more beneficial to get rid of because you struggle with it more, this is super easy because I struggle with one and completely don't struggle with the other one. Like, I can't remember being jealous. Like, I don't think I get jealous of just about anything.
Did you? Because I'm the same way now.
I think I know why.
But the question, we can unpack that in a moment. But, like, did you ever have jealousy problems as a younger man?
No, not really. I can remember a handful of times.
Because you were just so popular.
Expected people to be jealous of you.
Yeah. No. Like, I remember being jealous
of the Truman Show.
Of a kid in grade school. I was very jealous of him because he was...
6 foot.
No, he was such a good student. Like he never missed an assignment. He was always prepared.
Really, that was the kid you were jealous of.
I was like, he wasn't a procrastinator, and I was like, how does he? And he's nice. And he was like,
This is in grade school?
Yeah.
Wait, so you were struggling in grade school?
With procrastination. Oh, that's a light. That was
or with jealousy.
Out of the womb. And I was a procrastinator. And
just saying, like, generally in grade school.
He didn't have his first bottle for 3 days.
You can procrastinate in grade school and still get 100% on everything.
To be fair, this was 7th and 8th grade, which is considered middle school.
Okay, I would not call that grade school. Right, I call that junior high.
Where I went to school, we didn't have the separate. It was K through 8.
This explains a lot.
It was K through 8.
So I went to the same school, so back off, man.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that, like, maybe one of the reasons you don't get jealous is the second you see something that we have, you do purchase it instantaneously.
Okay, this.
I mean, you are famous for send me the Amazon link, and by the time I've finished describing the product, you've bought one.
That is okay. Guilty as charged. that is true. I certainly love getting all the latest.
You scratch the itch pretty quick.
I am one that I feel very, very bad for people who have to feel they have to give me gifts, because it's like, if there's something I want,
yeah,
I got it.
So maybe you are, in fact, a super jealous person, but you are so impulsive that you don't allow the jealousy to grow.
It never can, because it's called, what, the Green Monster, right?
You never heard that? The Wall in Boston?
No, I mean, the jealousy is called the Green Monster.
Green with envy.
Yeah, I've heard it called the Green Monster.
I've heard it green with envy. I've definitely heard jealousy is green.
Yes.
I've never heard the Green Monster.
Green-eyed monster. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Really?
Yeah, it's jealousy personified, the green-eyed monster. But it has to grow. Now, it has to sit there, and you have to watch somebody with something you want for a long period of time.
So I think we just solved jealousy for people. If you're out there and you struggle with jealousy, Just buy or steal. Just buy or steal. If you want something someone else has, just get it.
This is great advice.
Thank you.
Wow. If you want to be happier, get endless money.
Mo' money, no problems.
There you go. Okay. That's what Biggie taught me.
So I guess then you're saying you would like anger removed so that you don't get angry.
Man, my kids would grow up so much healthier. if I didn't have anger issues, which are primarily children caused,
and sports.
Oh my goodness.
That's
yes.
My biggest rage problems definitely stem from sports. And more sports that I am watching. It's a strange thing, 'cause our other show, the Fantasy Footballers, it's all about watching sports and doing those things. And yet, like, nothing brings me more joy and more rage than
when
sports.
Let me tell you a little secret, Mike. A couple years ago now, or I guess it was last year, we went to an NBA Finals game together.
Yes.
And we had the privilege of having a large group of people together.
Yes.
And you and your friend were the angriest sports watchers I think anybody there have ever seen. Like, literally. See, I know you.
Yes.
So I know what the level really is, right? Sometimes you see people, they react, you go, oh, is he really a, you know, I know you were sports mad. You weren't like gonna kill a real person.
We don't need to alert the police.
Right. But some other folks there were like, is he okay?
Oh.
Is he gonna be all right?
I do remember you taught that game. And
it wasn't just you. It was you and your buddy Nick.
Yes, yes.
And you were both equally, you were like building each other, your fire, stoking the fires, throwing coals in the anger.
Yes, I don't know why you guys didn't care about the game as much as I did. It was a really important basketball game.
Yes, I love it. So I think that, now do you get jealous?
I certainly am, like, I've had moments in times of my life where I've been jealous, but not so much anymore, but I'm more like Jason. I have an impulse buying problem as well.
Yeah, I would get rid of
I'll figure out how to pay for this later.
I'd get rid of the anger thing as well. And I don't, it's funny because you brought up the kids. And I was like, I feel like 99% of all my anger ever is brought on by impatience. If I just had patience, I wouldn't get angry ever, but I lose my patience and then it leads to anger. So I think it's healthier.
That is the antithesis, right? Isn't patience?
Yeah, if you with being able to endure without.
Yeah, patience and wrath are like the inversion. But I don't know.
Look at us.
Like anger is maybe that's the wrong word when I'm like, but when I'm using screaming
abusive.
As anger. Oh. Like, I'm not angry at my kids, but they that's won't temper. Move. They won't move unless I yell.
Yeah, I mean, sure. So I think that one is the easier one to get rid of. And
I
it's
totally
healthier for everybody.
And,
all right.
And jealousy we got rid of.
Yeah.
So we
solved
it.
Jealousy.
Fixed it. Brooks, all better. Would you rather be able to talk to pigeons or read babies' minds?
Interesting.
Something you probably have not thought about before, this dilemma.
This exact one, no. So, like, at different times, sure. I've thought about, can I read a pigeon's, or talk to pigeons, or read a baby's mind?
Can I read a pigeon's mind?
Poop, 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 eat, eat, poop, poop, eat, eat, fly.
Fly. There are very few.
Grow a disease.
Very few, maybe zero, dumber animals in the world.
Oh yeah.
Than pigeons.
Pigeons are terrible. Terrible creatures because I like in general, I love almost all animals. I'm a very animal friendly person and I love birds. Like I had some like bird pets growing up. I had a gray cheek parakeet and he was awesome. And it's like, I love birds.
Did you say gray cheek?
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
It's a special.
That's cool.
Or not special, but a unique kind of parakeet. And pigeons give birds just such a
Ooh.
Bad rap and a bad name because there's a lot of city folk, right? Their real only experience with birds is pigeons. And there's a reason you call them flying rats because they are very similar to rats and that they're like always.
It's like how Raiders fans give all the NFL fans a bad name.
Yeah, sure. But pigeons always crapping all over your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Carrying disease. They're just obnoxious and in the way. And like, birds are really beautiful creatures that bring joy and life.
Most
but
birds
not pigeons.
Are pretty great. Yeah, and pigeons, you know, God gave them the homing pigeon thing where like you can't even scare them. Like you don't like them, so you want to scare them off. And they're like, no, this is my home for life.
They're too dumb to be able to scare off. To scare them, you have to be able to show something that instills fear. And they're like,
poop. Poop,
they would
fly.
Be, they're on
fly.
The on the road in front of cars that are moving, and they barely see the cars before they get out of the
I
way.
I do have to slow down for them sometimes because I don't want to pummel one.
So right. Dumb.
Okay. Well, yes, hey, so
they're
you
the
could
moths of butterflies.
Now, if you talk to them, it would not be a good. It would not be a very
fruitful conversation.
Yeah, but then reading a baby's mind.
Well, hold on. Just
babies and pigeons might have the same. Levels
but
of.
I like to think that
milk, poop, poop.
Yeah,
milk.
I mean, they're
poop,
singing the
milk.
Same song. Cry.
Yeah.
I like to think when these questions are saying, "Would you like to be able to talk to an animal?" It means that an actual conversation can happen.
Like, come over here, or
and you could
go get that.
Yeah, you can explain to them, "I do not want you here." that's or like be like, oh, look at this house. Oh, look at that roof.
Oh, you'd love
oh,
it over
my,
there.
Have you ever seen a roof like that over there that is not mine?
And they're like,
yeah,
wow,
look
that's
at,
a nice
look
roof.
At that roof.
Yeah, I will say that the opportunity for conversation here is far more prevalent in the pigeons than in the babies because while we have all had infants and raised babies.
That time is gone.
That time is gone, and I'm not around babies very often anymore. Whenever I am, it's like, oh my gosh, I forgot how
you're like, holy
little,
crap,
yeah.
A baby.
I picked one up the other day.
Yeah, it's
it was
incredible.
Like the weight of a thimble. It was the lightest thing I've ever felt.
And while that is the much more valuable,
yes.
Like it's clearly more valuable to be able to talk to a baby, to communicate, to get true needs and all that, it's so infrequent at this point in my life, I think I would find more use... For the pigeons.
The pigeons?
Because Mike brings up a great point. Like, I could
Thank
convince
you.
These dumb birds to do whatever bidding I want just by telling them there's something shiny over there. And, I mean...
Or if you don't leave, I'm going to shoot you
yes.
with this pellet gun.
And yeah, they would stare back at me and go,
what's
okay,
a pellet gun?
Okay, that's not fun.
All right, one more here. Would you rather be in a room for a year with only one movie to watch or only one book to read?
What?
I thought this question was very interesting because, I mean,
takes 2 hours to watch a movie.
Exactly. One whole year. I mean, maybe you could be strategic and you pick a real long movie, you know, like any of the Spider-Mans.
Takes you 3 hours to watch a movie.
Right. But the book, I mean, the book you could.
Takes me 3 months.
Well, it depends on the book. I mean, because you'd have to pick a long book as well. Like when you.
I mean, I'd rather have Lord of the Rings, the book versus Lord of the Rings, the movie for a year, wouldn't I?
But I'm saying like reading gets a really bad rap, mostly I think because of school, because you're forced to do it as a kid. And instead of building up this lifelong like desire to go read and go learn, we are sending the wrong message here to kids. And reading is like a punishment. Like, if you don't do this,
get your reading done,
you're going to be in your room reading a book. This is not the way we need to be convincing kids to read books, because reading is actually great. I loved reading as a kid. I kind of lost it. And then every once in a while, I'll find a great book and sit down and I'll read for 2 hours. And you go, wow, this is actually great. But what I was getting to is, if you actually sit down and read a book, you're done in 5 to 7 hours with a decent-sized book.
Not me.
If you sit down and
read, poop.
I'm a slow reader. It would take me.
He is known as a very slow reader.
I really am. Like, I don't know if it's just dyslexia or what, but I've always been a very, very slow reader. Yeah.
But. Yeah, I mean, 5 to 7 hours, I don't know about that. I mean, you must be really fast. I mean, a big novel, you're not knocking out in 5 to 7
but
hours.
But a book, if that's like a couple hundred pages.
But you're right. If that's all you're doing, you'll finish it in a day or two.
I'm saying, like, look at when you're wondering how long is this book, look how long the book is on, like, Audible or something.
True.
And you're like, oh, 8 hours.
That's true.
That's really, and that's somebody.
Mike making points here.
Yeah. Reading it with performance. They're not just reading as fast as you read in your head.
Which I would do if I was stuck in a room for a year. I would read with performance.
Oh, I'd be doing characters and I'd have costume changes. Every time that I switch characters, I'd be taking that jacket off, putting it on. I'd have blocking. I mean, this would be a whole production. I think the book is the way to go. And here's the truth.
And a one-man show. After a year, you have a one-man show that's ready for the road.
And it's going to be hot. It's going to be a magnificent masterpiece that will sell out everywhere. Books are better than the movies. I know, like, that's something. Whenever you go see a movie, you hate the people that are like, oh, I read the book. The book was so much better. They're the worst. Those people are the worst. Well, that's the thing. If you have read the book, then you are one of those worst people.
Yes.
I mean, like Harry Potter books, better than the movies.
By a lot.
Yeah, because the books have 8 hours of information versus 2 hours of it's just more in depth. So, yeah, if you've got a year locked in a room, you have to take the book here.
I'm just thinking of whether or not, you know, you got the movie. Maybe I could learn a foreign language by having the movie, because you watch it enough times, you know all the words.
Sure.
Then you flip over to the other subtitles.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, maybe. Maybe.
This is where I'd make a joke of saying, like Gimli saying, and my axe, but I do it in another language.
Whoa.
But I don't know it.
And my axe. I don't know.
See why I didn't make the joke? All right. Would you rather understand what everyone is thinking?
And my hacha.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm probably saying it wrong, but yes.
That you only translated the one word and not the whole thing. And my.
For those of you that don't speak Spanish, El Nino means the Nino.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Would you rather understand what everyone is thinking or see everybody's future?
Both of these are terrible.
Terrible?
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
No.
Understanding what everyone's thinking would probably isolate you from the entire world.
Yes. Awful, awful.
Because you would.
Explain that.
Because legitimately, even the people that you love the most, you have thoughts about them or about idiosyncrasies or things that would make people feel insecure. And you, they just pass through your brain. You're not really doing much with them. But if you knew what everyone around you was thinking about you all the time, I think you would find yourself potentially very insecure.
Well, this isn't just what they're necessarily thinking about you. It's just what everyone is thinking, right?
Correct. Like, which would also include what they're thinking about you.
But you're going to pick that out.
I'm picking that out as a problem.
I feel like the massive people problem around you are thinking about you way less than they're thinking about other things.
Oh, 100%.
So I wouldn't pick out the like 2% here as the problem. I think you could understand people's point of view. There's a lot to like here. I mean, clearly this is the wrong one to take out of the would you rather, because the other one allows you to attach yourself to really successful people before they're successful.
Okay.
Right? I mean, the other one is like, okay, oh, he's going places.
There it is.
Yeah.
Found your loophole for solving the jealousy problem, yeah, having the cash.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm going to
be good for gold diggers.
I'm going to exactly. I could be what's the opposite of a sugar daddy? A sugar baby? I don't know. But I can just
a sugar baby.
That's got to be it. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to see how everyone dies. That's unfortunate.
That is a heavy weight, man.
But I already know everyone's going to die without that, without Hal. Like, I know I don't want to break this news to you, but I know that you guys are both going to die.
Yes. But if you knew that I was going to die in something tragic in a week and you're just sitting on that information,
then I would not lock myself to you because I know your future's been bright. So I need to really catch
up. Hey, Mike, how's that wheel looking? You got that thing gotten tightened up?
Buttoned up? I can handle it
you. Let me take you to dinner. My treat.
Okay. They're both heavy burdens, Mike. Which burden do you want the most?
I suppose that everyone's future, because like we all have dark, terrible thoughts that you can't stop from happening at just like they flash immediately and then rationality takes over and you work through it. But if all of those things were coming out of your mouth, it would not be good.
You mean like, and my hacha. all right. Let's move on.
The Situation Realm.
All right, here's your first situation. Aliens arrive at Earth for the first time, and you have been elected to make first contact. Congratulations.
Yes.
What one item do you show them to try and gain trust?
Oh, my goodness.
Interesting take on this question. I mean, we've talked about aliens being the liaison, but I've never – what is one item you show them to try and gain trust? That's a heavy –
you've been elected to go and make first contact. This is a big responsibility.
It's gigantic.
But you have to give them something. Now, I'll start us off here. Is it a bribe? Because you want to gain trust. So, for example, what if you gave them a chocolate chip cookie? Right?
That's not bad.
You give them a food object that is desirable, and
yes,
then they eat it, and they realize it's a gift immediately, hopefully, unless they don't like chocolate or are horribly allergic to it, because it was an M. Night movie.
It'd be a problem.
But, a bribe of some sort could be...
Well,
and a dollar's not going to help. I mean, they don't use our currency.
Anything you give them...
They use alien bucks.
Anything you give them could be considered a bribe, but I like the idea of... My brain hadn't gone to food. I was immediately reminded of in Mars Attacks when they're meeting the aliens and they like let the doves go because that's a universal
peaceful
sign
thing
of peace and humanity. It was not to the Martians.
I did not see that movie, I don't know what happened.
Mars Attacks.
that's
what happens. They kind of give that away right
in the
title.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I haven't seen it either, but pretty confident.
They shoot the birds.
Okay.
And then I was thinking, okay, what if you had, like, if you just, you play a song. Is there a
Ooh.
Song out there? Because Because we humans, we can understand music. You understand certain music makes you feel certain things. We don't know why, but we...
So what would you give them as an object, like a CD?
Well, I would just, you know, not give it, but...
Okay,
give them the gift of song. Perhaps,
I see.
Perhaps I bring out the acoustic guitar.
What's the song? What's the song you're playing?
That's a very important question.
We Will Rock You.
Really? You're going to start? So you're trying to get them to stomp their feet?
Yes.
Clap their
hands?
Get
in on this. Doom, doom, psh. Boom, I mean, boom, psh. Who can resist?
Well, you're going to know if they're here to attack. You play that song, and you know, because they don't get in on that.
Yeah, if they don't get in on the clapping.
You run.
Yeah.
You turn your back, and you run. You leave the guitar. That's just extra weight. Now, I know what I'm giving them.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm giving them the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, really?
The Declaration.
The OG?
The OG Declaration of Independence.
How are you going to get it,
though? Well, look, if I've become the ambassador for the aliens and I'm told I get to give them anything, I'm pretty sure the United States government would allow me to give them the Declaration of Independence. But this serves three purposes. Purpose one.
Okay.
They can see that we are intelligent. We want to govern. We want to be peaceful. Right? They can read this document.
We value really, really, really old pieces of paper.
I'm not saying it's all positive, but there's positives. Right? So they can understand... We are a peaceful people. This is our governing document, you know, one of. That's option one. Two, kind of a message here. Okay, we have declared independence. Mm. We will not be ruled.
Okay.
Okay,
this will not go quietly into the night.
I am giving you our Declaration of Independence, just so you know, we claim this. This is
that's
ours.
Pretty crafty.
But third.
Okay.
There is a map.
There's a map, yeah.
On the back. That has incredible treasure. So these aliens...
You better have your lemon juice on you.
Oh, for sure. And the little glasses that fold the...
I need the Declaration of Independence and a fresh squeezed lemonade.
Yeah. So, I mean, clearly the Declaration is near the top of the list
for
important.
What about a human head? Just throwing it out there.
Ooh, I don't think you want to show them...
That where we come apart?
Our only weakness.
It's at the neck. Now we know how to defeat them. Their heads come right off. Where would you go? Severed head. And what?
In
what situation? No, I'm not saying where would you get it. Oh. I'm saying why.
You can find one.
Just, I don't know. I feel like we have a long storied human history of offering the heads of people.
Yeah, that's fair.
I guess you could give them a crown and just declare them the leaders.
Yeah, I mean, if they show up in... A flying machine.
A bazooka. Just declare us the leaders.
Say hello
to
my little
friend. Wait, if they don't know what it is, you can give them a stick of dynamite?
And- yeah. Oh, this is a candle. Oh, make a wish.
That's the Bruce Willis line.
Yeah, for sure.
It's full Bugs Bunny. Just handing them a bouquet. Mm-hmm.
It's a birthday cake with a stick of dynamite on top.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I think we solved that problem.
Yeah. Goodbye, aliens.
Earth is safe again.
Situation room number two. You have to draw a tattoo for your wife, and the artist will copy it exactly. What do you draw to try and not be in the doghouse forever? So the tattoo artist is going to take something you draw and tattoo it onto your wife. How safe are you going?
I can't draw. Art.
That's the question.
Art is incredible to me. Like,
yeah,
people,
I totally agree.
Are you jealous of it?
Sure.
That can
yes,
do it?
That is something
but,
I.
And not in a. That's in an admiration
envious.
Way, right?
Yeah. I'm not envious. I know my boundaries.
I just admire it.
Okay. Yeah, I just admire it. But I can't believe that people. Like, I can trace, you know, if it's like...
Give me one of those really big light boxes.
Yes, a light table, a real thin piece of paper, and I can trace with the best of them.
I can trace. But
my point is, if I don't
what
have...
What a skill.
If I
Over
don't,
many years, I have developed this skill of tracing.
You should see me work.
You should see me work. You should see a time lapse of Jason working through a masterpiece.
Oh, man. It's going to be good. Now, just don't make it too detailed under there.
How do you work? How do you work with dot to dots? You pretty good with the dot to dots?
My lines aren't very straight.
Okay. All right.
Unless someone has done the dot to dot underneath and I can trace it. Because then I'm good. I am
Oh,
golden.
My goodness. Okay, so what object? Are you doing like a basic shape?
No, I know what I would. I know what I would draw, which would be a writing. I would. I would write
his signature.
Yes, my signature. Claim this. Yes. Oh man, that would be unbelievable.
They pick the just. Oh, they no. peel it back and show oh, your wife,
and it's no. just
it's
my
your
signature.
Signature.
What do you think?
That's right. You
it's
belong.
A cool, it's a cool signature. Isn't
I, I've signed for this. So.
Oh no! No! No. No! No! No!
That wasn't where I was going. No, we've actually talked about this. I think I can write in nice enough lettering.
Okay.
That's like the limit of my drawing.
Okay.
And I would write the luckiest. And while that sounds terrible,
the luckiest.
That I didn't realize how that was going to come out.
The luckiest woman in the world.
No, this is okay. So she gets it if she's listening right now, but the people, the Spitwads, do not. Our wedding song is the luckiest by Ben Folds, and so I would put our wedding song title on there, and also
people definitely would know just when they see that.
Yeah, they would know she's the luckiest for sure, and so it plays both ways. That's my.
What, is there a go-to thing that you can draw, Mike?
For a tattoo?
Yeah, is it going to be the Stussy sign?
the S? I can
let everyone doodle?
Look, a lot of practice in middle school.
I can knock that thing out of the park. But if I have to draw a tattoo for the wife, it will just be a good old-fashioned heart. Because I can get that done. Yeah, boring and sick.
Yeah, you do only get one shot at the heart, so if you mess up that and it's a lumpy heart.
Draw this heart that I hear so much about. Well, now, I know what Andy can draw.
Yeah, I started cackling when this question was being asked, because Andy is well-known around these parts. Andy has the most artistic ability of the three of us, and he will frequently doodle when, like, just is like you're not thinking about it, you're just doodling while you're having the conversation, but it will turn into a very unique portrait of like someone in the office where it's a caricature of that person. Yeah. And yet one thing will be off, like you'll give them,
it's kind of my style,
you'll give them like really really tiny arms.
Yeah, or I have a portrait of me with one real wrong arm,
real tiny, like the strong hand from Scary Movie 2, or like a real elongated neck.
Yes, everything else is pretty on point.
Now you do draw like a cowboy really well, like you often draw like
his name's
little...
Hickory Pete. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
He's Hickory Pete, and he's a doodle I've done for years.
The one doodle face, not
a great tattoo though.
Yeah, the one doodle face I do, his name was Tubby.
Oh, he should meet Hickory.
Let's go. We'll have a whole comic book.
Yeah.
All right. So Mike's drawing a heart.
Hickory and Tubby.
I'm making my wife the luckiest.
Yeah, I'm probably trying to do a doodle of not Hickory Pete. Probably more of a line drawing or something like I've doodled from time to time, just to save. You know, I'll just say it's a geometric art form. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's good. I like that. All right, very modern.
Very modern. That's what I'll tell her. I'll say, it's art. There's nothing wrong with it. It's art. You are hiking with a friend when a boulder falls and pins both of you by the arm.
Each of us by one arm?
Yes.
What?
Yes, I love this question.
Oh, so this
I love this question.
This is like...
the movie. With
48
that was a Franco
hours
something it,
which
like
was
that.
Based off
was
a real
story,
thing that happened. Yeah,
yeah.
72 hours
later,
just 128,
24 hours. I don't know.
It was 127.
127.
I was almost there, bro.
So listen, you and your friend, it happens to you guys. The boulder falls; it pins each of you by the arm.
Mm-hmm.
You have two pocket knives.
Okay.
No way out. Do you cut off your own arms or cut off each other's arms?
There's no chance.
You can't do yours.
No chance. Because
that's what
none.
Happened in the movie, and I know it's grotesque to talk about.
Well,
but
he
like,
didn't have a friend.
No, he didn't have a friend. So it's like I feel like cutting your own hand off is impossible. I feel like it's impossible. Now I know that maybe after a certain amount of pain and time,
and you start starving, and your survival instincts kick in. Mm-hmm. See, the problem here is because I have a knife. My friend is going to have to cut his own arm off in front of a dead person. because I'm going to use the knife.
Oh, no. You're out.
I'm out.
You're out?
I'm out.
That doesn't sound like an easy way to go, though. It's a pocket knife.
Oh, man.
How are you going to end yourself?
Every single cut on my or their arm, I would just faint. This would be a slow bleed. Like, I'm never getting through this. I can't. So he's going to, unfortunately, wish he was by himself.
I am now imagining you, like okay, I can do this.
And then just,
yeah. They just pass out one cut at a time.
And then 5 minutes wakes up. Okay.
That's right.
And then just eventually.
And then eventually I just die of blood loss.
Exposure,
I never
probably.
Got to the bone. Like, I just really hurt myself.
That story is still.
Oh, it's gnarly.
And it's real.
It's an incredible story.
Really difficult.
James Franco really did that.
I feel like you have to do the I'll cut yours off, you cut mine off.
I'm doing my own.
Are you really?
Yeah.
So me and you are in this situation. Mike?
I'll handle
so
both.
So Mike
of
does
it.
Both.
Because that's fine.
Here's the only reason why I want you to cut my arm off is I can look the other way.
Yeah.
That's it. I know the pain's going to be there, but I can look the other way while you do it. Now, you are going to have to break the bone.
I might be able to survive that. I might be able to survive if someone else is doing it and I look the other way, but I have to.
Give
have
me
them.
The whiskey.
You've got to be incredibly aggressive. You know what I mean?
Oh, you go. You go. You go until it's done.
No, try 57. You know what I mean? Like,
this is why you hike with whiskey, though.
Yeah. You still have a free arm. Grab that bag.
One of the top tips I have for hiking.
Yeah. What do you put in your camel pack? Water?
Everybody should bring all the equipment to sufficiently cut your own arm off.
Yeah. I always hike with a bone saw.
A bone saw. All right. Well, let's.
Good thing I have this bone saw.
That could be useful. Let's get into the draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
Well, I said it at the top. We are drafting the best old generation names. Names that are no longer common. Little baby boys and little baby girls, not commonly named what they were named in yesteryear. But but today we are picking our favorites, the best old generation names. And like I said, when I went through this list, to me it's like, let's get back to this.
There are some good ones.
These are outstanding. And so, Jason, you have the great honor.
Oh, man.
To draft.
This is the worst draft we've ever done for having the 101. Like, even when you do months, December was great.
I've got a clear 101 here.
You've got a clear 101.
Oh, clear.
I do not. Now, I want clarity, speaking of clear. When we say the best old-timey names, are we really meaning the worst old-timey names?
No.
So we're saying the...
Well, I mean, you can do it however you want.
It encapsulates a lot of things. It's basically like the best.
Okay. Yeah. If it's the best, because I was seeing it almost in reverse. If it's the best, here's a name.
But the best is kind of the worst.
Well, this is the confusion.
But I just mean, like, what makes it great is that it's so
bad.
Iconically old-timey.
Old.
Right. Thank you.
It's
so old.
Old. You can't get more iconic than this. And I think part of the reason this name isn't used anymore is because it became a classic character in a great movie.
Oh, it's on my list.
And I'm going to Kansas. I'm going to be...
No, it's not on my list.
I know where you're going.
I'm going Dorothy.
Okay.
My grandmother's name.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
Yeah, my grandmother's name is Dorothy. Who? Nickname, Dot.
You know...
Really?
Dot? Yeah, Dot is the nickname for Dorothy.
I almost put Dottie on my list, which
okay.
Is that short for Dorothy?
That's long for Dot.
But Dot is short for Dorothy.
Yeah, I mean, some of those
bounce
there's
around. A way that Bob is short for Robert or Robbie.
Like, no one's birth certificate says Bob.
Someone's
no,
does.
It doesn't. Yeah, really,
I mean,
they don't.
Sure, someone's does, but most people's do not.
Uncle Bob's did.
So you went with Dorothy. I'm a little
okay.
Sad. I thought I'd be able to draft my grandmother's name, but thanks for taking that away from me.
All right.
Should have just looked up my family tree.
I'm going to go with another female name as well from yesteryear. I'm going with Martha.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going with good old-fashioned Martha, I'm sure my grandmother has some friends that were named Martha.
Superman's mom.
Martha, yeah. And
I believe it's also Batman's mom. I don't know how they got away with that.
Look, I know is that when I am going to the church luncheon, Martha has made some... coleslaw or something, and she's put it out as really good.
You know what's that's full fat mayonnaise you or know, mayonnaise in the
you bet it is
in that cooking.
So Dorothy and Martha, and then
okay.
Now Mike, you've got
news.
A couple picks.
Great news. My 101.
Okay, all right.
Made it through the gauntlet of your two picks. I'm going to kick this one off with a good old fashioned Archibald.
Is that your 101?
That's my 101.
It's amazing that you had such conviction about Archibald. As the number one.
Not on my list.
I mean, I believe that Archie.
It's a great name.
Believe Archie would be a shortened version. It's got the word bald in it, which is just, it makes it inherently funny.
And old.
Archibald.
I love it.
Yeah, I am, Mike. Thank you.
Archibald? great. I love the pick.
And it's a three-syllable name.
Which it gives it a little bit more oomph.
You have more gusto in your name. If you got three syllables, not many names do.
Dorothy.
Right?
Yeah. So Mike and I both have three
Martha.
Syllables.
Athlete. All right. So we're going to start it off with Archibald, and then we're going to follow that up with a lady's name. We're going to go with Gertrude.
That's a
Gertrude.
Good one. That's
oh my gosh. I should have seen the Archibald Gertrude combo coming.
I can't believe you both let them slip through.
Oh, genius.
But here, dominating the beginning of the draft, Archibald and Gertrude, they were married in 1917.
Oh, you bet they were.
They made it through the Dust Bowl. They only lost five of their seven children.
Yeah. I mean, but they made it.
But they made it.
To the ripe old age of 51.
When was the Dust Bowl?
Is that a thing?
Was that during the Depression?
I believe it was.
Surrounding the Depression?
Yeah, probably. You don't know the Dust Bowl, Jay?
No. It's a drought-stricken southern plains region of the United States.
Yeah, it was not a good time in the United States.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, when you can't grow food?
1930s.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, right after the, that's in the Depression era.
Yeah. Okay. I am.
But Archibald is.
Oh, Archibald made it through.
He is strong.
Yeah.
All I hear now
by
is.
By the power of the consonants in his name.
Archibald. That's all I hear now. You say Archibald, and I'm like, stop.
One of the
it.
Reasons they don't name kids that anymore.
Yeah.
That was the worst insult at school. All right. So Archibald and Gertrude are great. Look, I'm going with not the nickname version, the full name. I'm going to go with a gentleman's name now after Martha to join Martha, and it's going to be Theodore.
Oh, it's on my list.
Theodore and Martha, look, they made it through as well.
I feel like Theodore is like, you can still use that.
Because it was a president.
Well, and because of the Teddy nickname, I think that makes it easier.
No, Theo.
Sure.
Theo is still out there.
Well, I have a friend who's
child. One of my friends' kid is Theo as well. And it's like then Theodore.
But it does hit the triple the syllables.
Right. What I don't know is if he is cracking wise, if they hit him with the Theodore.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't know.
With the old, it sounded like he's a chipmunk.
I got you.
I was not there on Alvin.
Simon and Theodore.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jason, you got Dorothy, and now you got two picks. And they look at this.
They're going to be so good.
This is go time.
They're going to be so good. Well, look, the first one I've got to go with is a name that is the middle name for my father. My father hates this name so much.
Was it his father's name?
I don't know. Maybe his grandpappy's name. But my father always hated his middle name because it was super old for that generation. And I don't know anyone who's been named this name in a long, long time. But it's Eugene. Eugene is very... Names don't start with E anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, when you start your name E-U... G, those
there's
are
nowhere
letters.
To go. There's nowhere to go but there's nowhere to go but Gene.
Those letters are just not really used in names much.
Okay, so Eugene, and then you've got Dorothy and Eugene.
Dorothy and
Eugene. We've all made a couple here.
And now,
what are their kids' names?
Now, did your father know that he is as an American citizen, he could legally just go change that?
Where do you go to change your name? Do you have to go to the DMV?
You go like the DMV.
They don't let you change your middle name. I'm sorry to tell you. that's permanent.
That one sticks. Okay, I'm going to go back to the female name. I'm going to go back to look, I've got Dorothy. She needs a sister. And a lot of times you name your siblings with the same letter.
Yeah.
And so,
oh,
Dorothy,
no,
meet Dolores.
Oh, it's on my list. Dolores is a good one.
Dorothy and Dolores.
Dolores is it's the name.
That is an old timey name.
Wow, that is a good one.
The sisters,
Dorothy and Dolores.
Oh man, born in 1899.
Oh man,
when they came on the Transcontinental Railroad.
Mike's just hitting the historical references through and through. All right, is it back to me?
It is.
So, Jason, you have Dorothy, Eugene, and Dolores. I have Martha and Theodore. And now I have Estelle.
Oh.
I'm going with Estelle. Okay. I mean, what is that?
What is that?
Estelle, get over here. I mean, that is an old-timey name, so I feel good.
There's a famous Estelle, right?
Yeah, there's a British rapper.
Is there?
Yeah, goes by Estelle.
Oh, I thought like someone's name, like Ben Stiller's mom or something like that.
I know no real Estelles.
Estella.
Well, Estella is a different name. Yeah. Also would qualify for this draft.
There is a rapper, 42 years old, named Estelle.
Well, there you go.
Estelle Harris is the most.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Andy.
No, that's okay. Is that the mother from Everybody Loves Raymond?
No, that's George's mom in Seinfeld.
Okay. That's what it is. I knew it was. Yeah, okay.
I knew I had heard it. So you're telling me that England has given us Estelle and Adele.
Yeah.
What's next, England?
We don't know. All right, Mike. Archibald and Gertrude, powerhouse picks.
Yes, Archibald and Gertrude, and like I talked about the kids that made it through the Dust Bowl to go into the Great Depression. There, first there was their son Seymour.
Oh, yeah, that's
a good
name.
One.
Grade
that's
school got rid name. Of that name. Grade school said you are no longer allowed
the
to
Simpsons
name
got rid of that
yeah,
one.
Your kid Seymour.
Wow. Oh, Archibald, Gertrude, and Seymour?
Yes.
Powerhouse.
Yeah. And Seymour was often seen tending the field.
Yes.
The cabbage fields.
Mm.
With his brother.
Part of Big Cabbage.
Yes. So yeah, this is where I thought you were going with an old-timey name who created a legendary movie franchise, and he was often famous for going certain places. And I'm going to go with Ernest.
Oh, it's on my list. Yeah.
Mr. P. Worrell himself. So Ernest and Seymour out there making
was
sure.
Was Ernest an honest man?
Oh, honest and Ernest, always.
Archibald, Gertrude, Seymour, and Ernest.
Ernest Scared Stupid was so scary.
That movie. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that was one of those movies that I remember seeing it in the theater with my sister and my pops, and I was shook to the core. Like,
I was not allowed to watch those movies.
Like
smart parents.
Oh, I mean, just like in the movie theater seat, just frozen.
It's a scary movie.
Just
huh?
Frozen in total fear.
Wasn't supposed to be.
No, I mean, yeah, it's.
Just, it's like a funny comedy Halloween
movie. Is it disturbing? Is it like because it takes you into like a weird place versus jump scare? Or was it jump scare?
There's probably some jump scares in there, but it's like a bad guy is like freezing people or something like that. And then I had watched it years later as an adult. It was, whoa, this was scary.
Yeah.
So like
it's like Pee-wee's Big Adventure, right. That's scary.
Yeah, you can
because that guy was a creep, and we all knew it subconsciously.
You can see, like watching Ernest Scared Stupid as an adult, you would think there's no possible way that this is scary to a child because this is just silliness. But as a child, it was terrifying.
All right, Archibald, Gertrude, Seymour, and Ernest. I'm gonna make my final pick. I have Martha, Theodore, Estelle, and I'm gonna end with an old-fashioned Harold.
Oh yes,
Harold. Just got back from another shift at the old Treasury Trust Bank.
Oh, say, Harold's making his way up at the local paper.
Okay. Harold.
He likes to shout things.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. All right, Jason, you are.
Thank you.
Up. You have Dorothy, Eugene, Dolores. What are you closing it out
with?
Well,
I think I was a little bit jealous of Archibald.
Mm.
And so with the last pick, I'm going to get something with just as much weight. Just as much regality.
Impossible.
As many syllables. And I'm going to take Reginald.
Oh, yes.
Reginald.
Yes.
I didn't realize how important syllables were in these drafts.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for my dad, I had to get Eugene. I had to.
Right.
Because what a bad name. Papa. But, I have, you know, all three syllables. I've got Dolores and Reginald and Dorothy.
We could hit one more round. I'm just saying.
Oh,
we,
I've got.
Yeah. We could slide back through now, for a fifth pick.
Reginald. Is it the actor or the character's name from Family Matters? The father. I will vet it as we
more look. Of a you question.
Yeah. No,
I'm not sure.
I'm asking it to the world.
It looks like it's the actor.
Yeah, the actor's name is Reginald. I mean, look at this guy.
Oh, he's a happy man.
Like, I mean, he was the ultimate television dad. He's a good clean cop. He was taking down dirty cops, and he's just Reginald. He's getting it done.
Yeah, but that was Carl Winslow. Ain't no Reginald.
Which, that's also an excellent name.
Yes.
So are we wrapping, or do we want one more round?
Well, the people have already heard you tease this next round.
So why don't you make one more
pick? So we got to go. One more round. I was not prepared, but I could go a bunch more rounds. It was the opposite of...
You want credit for not being
you are the
prepared,
actor
then you're dunking.
Accepting your award. I didn't expect this pulling up your list of people to thank.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for next in line is kind of what I meant.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to abandon my three syllables here, but there is a name that, I mean, most of these names, you just brought it up, Reginald, there was an actor,
yeah.
Estelle, there's, I don't know anybody that's ever been named in the modern day Maude.
Oh, yes.
Maude. But, like, Harold and Maude was a
right.
famous play growing up. Maude is, like, what a terrible name.
And now you've got both of them.
There, yeah.
Harold. Well, I've got Harold.
I've got
Maude.
Oh,
you took Harold? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
Maude. What is that all about?
It's about a young
a
man who...
it's oh, no, that's Maude.
Befriends a...
A nice shade of Maude.
It's a squad. We know that.
Yeah. It, ironically, the old play, this old
Harold
play
and Maude?
Is about a young man who befriends an old woman. So this old
Maude?
Play was an old woman name then.
Yes, wow. It was. And by the way, that was like pretty much the first time I met Jason was when he was in Harold and Maude.
I was Harold.
Oh, wait, you starred in
he
Harold.
Did.
I did.
Which one were you?
Not Maude. I was Harold.
Okay.
Is
it a two-person show?
Pretty much.
Primary. There's more, but.
All right.
He considered it more of a one-man show. All right. Martha, Theodore, Estelle, Harold, and I am very pleased to finish with a name that doesn't even look like it's spelled correctly. Gladys.
Oh, Gladys.
I'm going with Gladys, which is G-L-A-D-Y-S,
yes.
because we can
yes.
do that. We're allowed to do that.
Gladys.
So Gladys is my final pick to join Harold.
It's a sensational name. Miss Knight and the Pips.
I don't know the last Gladys. When's the last Gladys?
Gladys Knight.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
Since Gladys Knight, I don't think.
Was she the final?
I mean, when you're as awesome as Gladys Knight, I don't know that you can keep that name going.
I was
going
to say, wouldn't it be neat if they retired names like they do jerseys in the major sport? So it's like once a good one comes and hits, they're like, no.
America has retired Gladys.
Gladys is
right.
done.
You need to go to Canada if you would like to.
Up to the rafters. Yeah.
You got to go to Canada if you'd like to have a Gladys. All right. Mike, your final pick.
All right. I am very torn between two names. One has the syllables, but one just sounds way older.
That's a tough call.
All right, I'm going to go with the older sounding one.
You have enough syllables through your rest of your team. You can afford it.
And all right, so yeah, we'll go with this name. I'm going to go with Orville.
Orville Redenbacher.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about word
good
association.
Good pick.
Like Orville, aside from Mr. Redenbacher.
Orville. I mean, all of these names, I want you to realize all of these names
it's
were
like
the names
trapped in your throat
of these people as babies.
Yes, there was a baby Orville.
There was a baby Martha.
Orville.
A baby Harold. A baby Gertrude. Come here.
Orville.
I mean, that's just amazing.
Well, you spelled the oval wrong.
They'd probably call it like
Gertie. Say Anvil?
Come here, Gertie.
Oh, they nickname them all?
Yeah.
I think GERD was probably pretty serious back then. I don't know.
It's the word.
Reginald.
Get over here.
All right. How many do we have not drafted here?
All right. Well, I'll just the one I was.
Give me some of your favorites that are left over.
I was very torn between Orville, which is just a funny name, and Bernadette.
Peters.
Yes.
I've got Blanche.
Yeah.
And Wilfred and Alfred.
Yeah,
the
I
butlers.
Got both of those. Yeah. They're both only butlers.
That's all you. That's why they stopped naming them, because they knew if I name him Alfred, he's got to grow up butler. And become a butler.
Yeah.
For a superhero.
Right.
Ethel.
Ooh, that's a good one.
A good one.
Bessie.
Yeah, that's a cow. That's a cow.
I know. We think it is, but there's people. Atticus? Is that a name?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Atticus Finch.
I thought that's the counting tool.
Oh,
it's
yes.
It's an abacus.
The math tool.
Yeah, there you go.
An abacus.
What did we learn today?
Learned how to get rid of jealousy.
Oh, man.
You just.
Infinite money.
You just buy your way out.
Did you learn anything today, Mike?
I did. I learned the song of the pigeon.
Oh, my gosh.
Poop, yes. poop, eat, fly.
I guess I relearned that Archibald really is the 101 in that draft. All the syllables,
Don't forget.
Old name, Archibald.
I mean, how?
Archibald, Jay?
How cranky is Archibald?
Get off his lawn.
Permacolic from birth for Archibald. All right, that'll do it for today, Spitballers. Thanks for tuning in.
See you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.